Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. And boy, oh boy, we got a day. We got plenty going on. I want to start with something that is arguably more important than whatever's going to happen on Capitol Hill. And I want to start with it because I worry that we won't, it'll get away from us for the rest of the afternoon. Brig Owens was a legend for the Washington Redskins. He was a legend in this community, raised a ton of money for charity, and Brig Owens has passed away. And we want to send our condolences to the family. So whatever happens the rest of the day, don't forget that.
Yep, totally. I mean, I talked with Doc Walker this morning, and you and I both.
Get B. Mitch's mic situated here.
There we go. I talked to Doc Walker this morning, and, you know, when I reached out to you last night and telling you that he had passed away, wanted to call Doc because I did not know that he had been, you know, having this health issues and all of that, but when you think about Brig, just like Bobby Mitchell, Brig was a mentor to me, somebody like a great example of how I needed to be, I wanted to be. And then on top of that, although we had an age difference, was a great friend. You know, he worked with super leaders and all that, and I watched how he did, and it had a major impact on young kids' lives and something I wanted to do and try to do, and I try to keep it going, and I'll just say, you know, his family, you know, his wife and all, they are the sweetest people in the world. And I feel sorry that this has happened. But you know what? I know that they have so many people that Brig impacted that they're going to have a lot of people to be able to confide in and lean on their shoulders because how that man was and how that family is, you know, nothing but good stuff is going to come to them.
So our sincere condolences and appreciation for Brig on a personal level for Brian and just as somebody who grew up here and at least once rooted for the Burgundy and Gold significantly. He's a huge part of their history. Played from 1966 to 1977 at a really high level, career 36 interceptions. And I can only imagine the amount of money he raised in his career once he started hosting the golf tournaments and everything else.
Yep.
All right. Wanted to make sure we mentioned that because now we're diving into the deep end. Everybody knows that in less than 1 hour, the U.S. Congressional House Oversight Committee will begin their hearing on workplace culture surrounding the Washington Commanders, including testimony from Roger Goodell. Dan Snyder, the owner of the Commanders, was also invited to testify. He will not be testifying today. He has a business commitment overseas that he's unable to break.
Yeah.
And if you believe that, I have real estate I'd love to sell you.
Yeah.
I will say this.
In the middle of a piranha-infested island.
Right.
I mean, a lake, ocean, whatever.
I'll say this. Dan Snyder's lawyers made two claims in their letter to Congress explaining why they couldn't testify. Mm-hmm. One was that he had an international business commitment he couldn't break. And while, he's international, that's established, but if Roger Goodell's doing it on Zoom, I bet he could make an hour to do it on Zoom.
It was offered.
Right. That I don't believe. What I do believe that the lawyers made clear, we want to know all the documentation you've got coming our way.
Mm-hmm.
And the committee said, no chance. And you know what? Considering all the news that's come out in the last 24 hours, those lawyers were smart.
Yeah.
You don't want to be blindsided. And if he was showing up, all this news that got leaked in the last 24 hours would have been thrown directly while he was on the stand.
But the question I ask this, if he had said he would speak, would it have been leaked? Or would they wait a little bit? Because, listen, we all know that things transpired, and they all know that you can put blame and on fault on many people, even Dan. But ultimately, this looked like we are not going to go through this without saying, just like we always felt that they felt they had to win the negotiations, I think this committee feel they got to win this whole showdown. And they're going to make it look as bad as they possibly can, no matter what happens.
But now let's get into some of the things that look god-awful that have come out in the last 24 hours. And it's remarkable because the report last night from Will Hobson, for some time now, in NFL circles, in Washington circles, this belief has been if the details ever come out from the 2009 allegation that the Commanders gave a $1.6 million settlement to close, if those details ever come out, there will be major, major trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Will Hobson, Washington Post, who's a bulldog investigative reporter, has been driving a lot of this stuff. He reported it last night. And, I mean, frankly, the details are horrible. The specific details are that, you know, a woman was groped and harassed and attempted to be undressed, and that it was Snyder on the other side. Now, the Snyder team vehemently denies it. They say that there was an extortion attempt. There are witnesses on the plane that say nothing happened.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an ultimate he said, she said type thing.
But see, and that's the one thing I discussed yesterday. And I think in this United States of America, we have to make sure we're not just one side on things. There are many people that said didn't happen. There's a person that said it did happen. So why are we to just believe one and not believe others?
I agree with that sentiment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But there is a $1.6 million settlement.
And I said that yesterday as well. People don't always just do settlements because they're guilty. They do settlements to stop.
Sure.
And keep moving forward. So ultimately, if there's a settlement, did the person forced to sign a settlement? Because when you sign these settlements, you sign these settlements with an NDA as well. Okay? Which means that it's done. It's gone. So why is it now in this new age that everything that has been signed and settled, you still have to still face it again, even if you didn't leak it, which I believe whoever signed it has some doing with it. But it comes out now. We can't just forget those things. I'm not trying to take the blame off of no one outside of it.
Sure.
But I'm saying that why do NDAs get signed anymore? They're not going to be upheld.
Well, the story says that they obtained the information from a previous lawyer that worked on the case. And we're not investigators. We're not going to figure all this out. That came out last night, right? And that is a really big, really, really major allegation directly against Dan. Because all of the other stuff, nothing outside of the Tiffany Johnson claim that did not come under oath. And as far as the level of harassment and assault, the allegations are widely different.
Oh, yeah.
Widely, widely different.
Yeah.
That's a really big deal. And what's crazy is I think Commanders fans are so desensitized to some of this stuff that they're like, oh, we already knew that. It's like, no, well, that reporting hasn't been out yet. There was reports that there was a settlement in 2009, but not what it was allegedly for. And it's bizarre that there's like this splintering fan base of people that are like, oh, just get it over with. We don't care. Or the crowd of, oh, get Dan out, whatever it takes. And then there's some folks in the middle of all that. And so I've gotten this question a lot. Like, why do we pay so much attention? Why is today so important? On a purely news level, this is all news. This is all new information being brought to the fans. But you have the commissioner of the NFL, who's legitimately one of the most powerful people probably on the planet.
And
but certainly
sports,
in the country.
Which we do every day.
The commissioner of the NFL is talking to Congress about the owner of the football team we all care so much about.
For those that think this is not sports, then you don't understand sports. Sports is not just what's on the football field. Sports is everything involving it. And when a commissioner and an owner are requested to speak to congressional people, to a committee, that's sports news. And we cover it. But the thing about it, when we don't cover it, you know what people say? Like, when we haven't covered something that, you know what, we haven't gotten to or whatever yet, I get a lot of texts, tweets telling me why y'all shying away from talking about that. So it's always going to be somebody that's going to complain. But you know what? The thing about it is, what we hear our bosses talk about on a regular basis means that the people that really matter and care, we're doing our damn job at a high level.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue doing it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and there are plenty of folks that will point out, well, this is purely political. I would say, it appears you're right, but who cares? It's the commissioner being asked. And so the commissioner put out his statement this morning, and largely in Roger Goodell's statement that he'll read, he defends the decision to make the Wilkinson report an oral report and provide no documents. However, there was one little caveat in there. If appropriate, we will make a public summary of the key findings. I believe that's new.
And but if appropriate.
But he's already said them so many times.
I'm asking Lanfield, because he gave it off the top of his head. Why did he feel it was so important to just put out a written report?
The reason they're not putting out
put out an oral report.
Is that it's a lot harder to leak an oral report than a written report.
That's it. I mean, listen, if Roger has written a statement, that may be all he says. He may read that in the full length of it, and when they ask questions, he say, "I answered that in the report," or "I can't answer that." He's going to find a way to tap dance.
Some of the most damaging information is coming now. Listen, the Post had another report, which kind of sort of points to the Commanders being the one that leaked the emails in an attempt to paint Bruce Allen as the villain in all of this.
Uh-huh.
And that some of that stuff is what happened with John Gruden, and there's a whole big ball of wax that there's some kind of insinuation of.
Yeah. But I asked one question, and this is just a personal one. Nobody think that that Bruce was involved with a lot of stuff?
It's a fair question.
As I was told by my brother, never do business with the criminal. And I'm not calling any one of them a criminal, but I'm saying when someone has something to lose, they got a criminal mindset. And they're not going down by themselves.
Sure.
Point blank.
Here's what I know. If there was some, as alleged in the Washington Post story, that a dossier, we work in sports, dude. You think I've said the word dossier many times in my life?
But
that's like CIA.
It's a new word. It's a new word that popped up a few months or years ago in the political world that now we feel it works in this situation.
Apparently, according to the Washington Post, there was a dossier created with files of information and slides of information on. It was 100 pages of different people involved in the investigation and background information on them, including information culled from these emails that were turned over to the league. If somehow this dossier led to the leak of emails that cost John Gruden his job, John Gruden is currently suing the NFL and probably suing them for a big old number.
Mm-hmm.
And the first step of the legal battle, a judge, I believe in Vegas, but I could be wrong, but the NFL just wants to go to arbitration because they just want to shut this thing up.
Mm-hmm.
Gruden wants to take it to court. Gruden probably wants to go to the Supreme Court. You don't think more people are going to get caught up in that as it continues?
I think more people will get caught up, but I think ultimately, in the end result, the contract that John Gruden signed with the NFL, everything in there that they found out, he's liable to be fired for. So he needs to be careful also trying to take it to court.
Sure. He's also got a ton of cash already. Yeah. He signed a 10-year, $100 million deal.
But he didn't get that whole deal.
Yeah, but say he got 50. He was there a while.
How many years was he there?
He was there like before they moved to Vegas, a couple in Vegas.
So right at 4 to 5 years.
So I think he's in a position where he can fight the battle.
He can fight the battle, but if it comes out that, you know what, you are still held to a moral standard as a coach of a football team in the NFL.
Sure.
And they can fire you for a lot of things. They may be in a fight for spitting on a damn sidewalk. He was probably, everything that happened to him was probably liable based off of the things that was inside those emails. And whether they leaked or not, he said it.
There has been plenty of speculation, especially when Bruce Allen's email is in the middle of a lot of this nexus of information being passed around, that perhaps some of that came out of Washington. We don't know. We don't know, yeah. Right? But that is, like, if you think today will be the finale of this.
Hell no.
I just think you're nuts. I think there's a new pending investigation. Mary Jo White is investigating the last allegations from the last congressional hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there is no finish line, folks.
You know what the finish line is? To a lot of people, they're hoping that things change in the House.
Sure.
Listen, as serious as it gets today, if things change in the House, it becomes an afterthought. Which basically shows it's a political thing.
And
I think I understand those people that say it, but you know what? When it's involving sports, commission of the NFL, owners of a franchise in the NFL, you have to discuss it. And they act like it's not there.
Right. Absolutely. Here's the thing. If this was Roger Goodell going to Congress to talk about the Detroit Lions, we probably wouldn't be that invested. But it's about the team here that we talk about all the damn time.
We'll probably still talk about it because we have to compare it to what's going on here.
And, dude, by far the most sophomoric and sad allegations are from Congresswoman Maloney and her committee investigation. The findings are out, and I believe it's 29 pages of findings. And they're all, it's crazy. They wrote them down. Who knew? Mm-hmm. It's easiest to make reports written down.
Yeah.
And a lot of this information is being made available. You don't have to look far. I'm looking at Michael Phillips on Twitter. There's plenty of folks putting out plenty of allegations in the documentation. And we're going to run through some of this stuff. Some of it is just... It sounds like a frat house. Like it just doesn't sound like the organization. Mm-hmm. But here's the run of show here, folks. We're going to take this hearing live. And we're going to take as much of it as we can. And if it gets into... Here's what I'd like to do, if possible. If this gets into just politicians grandstanding, we jump out. We're not here for that. But anything that is specific to the Commanders, and when Roger Goodell gets asked questions about the Commanders, you're damn right we're taking it live right here.
And if he starts to squirm, we're going to really take it.
If he starts to squirm, we might run over there. We're about two blocks away. I got a seat, or I had one at least. I think I gave it up. But it's going to be a, we could have sent Jeff over there. You got a suit, Jeff? All right.
No, he has to stay here.
It's going to be a busy day. Don't go anywhere. Trust me, all day, it's B. Mitch and Finley.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
So there's a lot going on today, about a half hour till the U.S. House Oversight Committee.
You think they get right into it? Or is it about 30, 40 minutes of just fluff?
Always a fluffer.
I need to dive right into it.
I vote dive right in.
They're definitely not going to dive right into it. They're going to have 20 minutes of the politicians talking about how important they are.
And where you can send money to their reelection campaign.
Mm-hmm.
The politicians basically...
We're not doing that part.
Politicians basically just give out their Venmo. It's just very fancy.
They should just cut to it and just have their Venmos.
Lawyers, you know,
just zealous. Zealous.
What's your Cash App, Senator?
Yeah.
And lawyers basically just say bleep off all the time with really fancy Latin words.
I did some Googling. So it turns out the representative who's the chairwoman of the hearing,
Maloney, right?
Yeah. She represents Manhattan and the specific area of Manhattan that includes the NFL's headquarters.
Maybe that's why Rogers showed up. Listen, if whatever the congressman that represents my house, if they called, I'd be like, all right. Otherwise, they're going to put a highway through my backyard or something. You never know. Listen, as much as we pretty much think this is a witch hunt that won't result in much, there are a lot of details coming out that are disturbing. And the problem with a lot of this, and I think we all wrap our mind around how much they've overturned the office over there.
Mm-hmm.
Because, dude, they've gotten rid of everybody. They now have incredibly diverse, inclusive.
Yep. I think they're representing almost every genre or every race or sexual orientation, whatever.
I said this to somebody that works there last week or whenever I was out there for minicamp. I was like, the organization that I covered 5 years ago would never have been, not maybe never is not fair, but it wouldn't have been on their radar to be a part of the D.C. Pride Parade.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And this year, the commanders made a big point of doing that. Like, there's been a significant progressive transition over there.
Yeah. And I think by Roger mentioning that in his opening statement, that's what he's going to try to lean on. They have tried to change. And this is what I'll say. I know a lot of the information of these settlements are popping up now, but the question I would ask is, what did you assume happened? Don't you think we all had if you really assume that somebody went and did a settlement with the NDA, we thought it was some serious stuff. I don't think people do that when it's minor.
Right. And here's the thing. Goodell is openly admitting that the previous workplace was toxic, that it needed to be overhauled. There was a $10 million fine. Goodell claims that Dan Snyder is no longer part of day-to-day operations. Mm-hmm. I would encourage the commissioner to go read Albert Breer's piece of the day that Carson Wentz arrived. They all had dinner at Dan's home, which sure seems like...
Well, that's not day-to-day. That's a day.
That's evening.
See the thing, I think ultimately Roger's going to have to add some words to that day-to-day operation at the facility. Because we've heard multiple people that are working there discuss meeting with them. Now, maybe not day-to-day, but we did hear one person say, I talk to him like daily.
Multiple times a week.
So I just think
I mean, he still has his parking spot there.
They have to be careful.
I haven't seen the car in a long time. But
his dad's parking spot is there, too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't think that means much.
Here's this ultimately comes down to the organization was broken from a moral standpoint. It was broken from a place people could work at and feel proud and safe in their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
That no one deserves that. But it has changed. So are they willing to try to take him down for what he allowed to happen? Listen, he allowed all this stuff. And anybody trying to say, oh, he didn't know, I don't buy that whatsoever. Mm-hmm. I just don't know that there's enough there, but it is worth pointing out some of this information. This is from Chairwoman Maloney's briefing letter.
Mm-hmm.
It says, information obtained by the committee illustrates the extent of Mr. Snyder's role in creating a toxic workplace at the Commanders. Mr. Snyder's former chief operating officer, David Paukin, testified at a committee deposition that when Mr. Snyder learned that a member of the team's coaching staff had groped a public relations employee, Mr. Snyder refused to take action against the coach and instead directed that the victim stay away from the coach. That's an absurd response.
Yeah.
That's an abhorrent response. That's
total.
It's awful. Here's another one. Mr. Paukin explained that Mr. Snyder fired female employees who engaged in consensual relationships with male members of the team's football operations. Describing one such situation, Mr. Paukin explained, the female employees were fired. The male employee was, there were no repercussions other than he was restricted from additional sex with the cheerleaders.
That was an all-male employee or one? Because that sounded like that was just one person.
It's awful.
Yeah.
How is that the response? A former longtime employee described how the team's culture glorified drinking and womanizing. Sounds accurate. It's hard to dispute that, considering all the things we know that went on out there.
Mm-hmm.
You can't deny the severity of the allegations. But what Roger Goodell's going to say, and he said it in his statement, the workplace at the Commanders today bears no resemblance to the workplace that has been described to this committee.
In society, you're accused of something or something comes at you and you go and they tell you, don't do it again. I'm going to get somebody catch you speeding. I'm going to give you a warning. If you correct it and don't speed anymore, it normally goes away, doesn't it? And I think that's how Goodell's going to try to play this thing as things were happening when it came to the forefront. They made the necessary adjustments to change things. They got new people in place leading the way now. And I know exactly why everybody else said, well, what has happened to him? He's going to think the $10 million is enough. The settlements and all that value of that stuff is enough. But ultimately, as I said a long time ago, this thing may come to a point very similar to the DeBartolos, where someone else is going to be on the docket as the owner. But that doesn't stop that person from benefiting from it. Because when DeBartolo's sister took over, you think DeBartolo did not benefit? So I think it's going to end up being something like that. But ultimately, if things were there, you paid, someone accepted, that's a punishment in a sense. And now it's coming back again. The same things you've already went through something for comes back again. Do we want, do we really want that to be a precedent? It may end up being, but do you really want that to be where you're going to be constantly judged for something because someone else is going to change their mindset about it?
It's such a tricky situation, but it doesn't change how awful.
Yeah. It doesn't change that whatsoever.
And there's some stuff that's bad enough that even if you change it, you should still be in trouble for it. And what they'll tell you is he got in trouble. He paid a $10 million fine.
And that's what I'm saying.
And he's no longer doing day-to-day operations. But there are plenty of people that don't think that's big, that that's enough.
But see, that's the thing about it, though. Does it come down to people thinking that it's enough, or does it come down to the standards that are set by the entity that he works or that he's involved with? Because if everything came down to satisfying every person, I don't think that's possible.
Absolutely.
So,
I mean, Abe Lincoln said
Goodell has to come up with whatever he feels is the standard, and he has to go with it based off of that. But the way that he's handled players, he has to get a little bit more strict and a little bit more strong with, I think, the owners. And I think that's the way he has to handle it. He can't keep allowing everybody that has a problem outside of what their the way they handle things is. Like when someone is involved with the crime, I was just watching FBI last night, and the lady was like, well, what is going to happen to this person? Well, they're cooperating, so they're going to get a little leniency. That's how this place, we've been established that way in the judicial system and all the courts and all these different things, because if someone helps to bring down somebody else, we normally give them some leniency. You can't keep waiting for the final whoever it is to say, oh, I'm satisfied now.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Does this become like where it switches to like where fans start feeling defensive of Dan?
So I feel like in defense of him?
Yeah, they're like, man, this is too much. Leave the guy alone.
There are some people already got that way.
There are some people that have been that way all along.
Yeah.
I'm saying, do you think that could grow? I don't. But
I think it can grow, because I've noticed in with this team, when things are constantly wrong and you talk about the facts, people get tired of hearing about it because they love it. It's like being like someone constantly talking about your family member. You know the truth, but you don't want to hear it consistently. And it seems like it's always like a lot of outsiders and like outside people. People have their mindsets of Washington Post. People have their mindsets of all different type of people that cover this team. So you have to be a little concerned.
Here is a statement from Dan Snyder's spokesperson. It is clear the outcome of the House Oversight Committee's investigation into the Washington Commanders was predetermined from the beginning. The committee's decision to release a report and introduce legislation prior to the hearing is proof positive this was always going to be little more than a politically charged show trial, not about uncovering the truth. Hopefully the committee will utilize its resources going forward for more pressing national matters instead of an issue a football team addressed years ago. They're trying to paint this one way. There is a legit investigation that is provided new details that are awful. But
it's true, but I think a lot of what was said in that statement right there is very true. A lot of these people don't give a damn. A lot of people not even much close around here. They care about, am I going to present myself to my constituents as somebody that went against the big boys? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, and I think there will be some fans that are going to start to say, you know what, hey, let's, just like the people were saying, why do we care about so much? Get to football. Well, it is football because it's football people involved with it.
Yeah, this is football.
But ultimately, people don't want to hear it consistently.
Well, you know what? What I love, we're going to give you transparency. Everybody gets to listen. We're going to take this damn thing live so you can listen, draw your own conclusions. When it gets done, when we determine we're done with them, we'll take calls. We'll talk our way through all of this. Don't go anywhere. Coming up next, the U.S. House of Representatives House Oversight Committee hearing on workplace culture in the Washington Commanders, including testimony sworn under oath from NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell. I say it often, but I seriously mean it. Don't go anywhere.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.